First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power meets Friday and Saturday.
Cuban president highlights approval of Caribbean resolution at OAS.
Russian general says NATO preparing for major conflict.
United Nations accepts credentials of Venezuela's legitimate government.
And now the news in detail.
The fourth ordinary session of the ninth legislature of the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban Parliament, is being held Friday and Saturday here in Havana. The agenda covers issues related to the functioning of the government and parliament, economic forecasts, and the implementation of the transitional provisions of the Constitution, among other items. The Daily Granma newspaper reports that the relevant issues of the session include the designation of the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Ministers, the Secretary, and the rest of the members of the Council of Ministers. It also includes the reorganization of the permanent working committees of Parliament and the approval of the legislative schedule for the implementation of the Constitution of the Republic.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has described the approval of a Caribbean resolution on Bolivia at the Organization of American States, the OAS, as a resounding defeat for the United States and the organization's General Secretary, Luis Almagro. The resolution rejection of violence and the call for full respect of the rights of indigenous peoples in the plurinational state of Bolivia was approved by 18 nations, with the votes against from the coup government of Bolivia, Colombia, the United States, and the self-proclaimed representative of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. The adopted resolution expresses grave concerns about the human rights situation, including racist and discriminatory violence described by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights following its visit to Bolivia. It condemns the human rights violations against the citizens of that country, the intimidation of Bolivians of indigenous origin, and the intolerance towards symbols, traditional vestiges, and religious practices. The resolution also demands that Bolivian authorities respect, comply with, and effectively implement all their obligations under international law regarding indigenous peoples, especially those obligations related to human rights.
A senior Russian military general says the U.S.-led NATO military alliance is preparing its forces for a major conflict, citing an increase in NATO's war games close to Russian borders in the region. Chief of the Russian General Staff Valery Gerasimov told foreign military attaches in Moscow that NATO is purposefully training its troops to be engaged in the major military conflict. He said NATO recently has intensified its large-scale military exercises in the Baltics, Poland, and the Black Sea regions. And the military alliance also has launched a smear campaign about a Russian military threat in an effort to vilify Moscow, Gerasimov added. He said Russia has not been sitting idly by in the face of the military buildup around its borders. Gerasimov explained that the Russian military had been developing new cutting-edge weapons that are able to bypass any existing air defenses, one of which is an air-launched hypersonic missile known as Kinzhal. The missile had successfully completed a series of tests, including in the Arctic, he said. Asked if a major war could break out over the coming years, the general said that there were no immediate steps toward a full-blown war, although the situation was unstable due to pressures by the West and independent actors like Russia. In such conditions, we can't rule out that crises could emerge that may get out of control and develop into a large-scale military conflict, he said.
The General Assembly of the United Nations has accepted the credentials of the Bolivarian government led by Nicolas Maduro, validating him as the only representative of Venezuela before the multilateral organization. As confirmed by the Venezuelan ambassador to the United Nations, Samuel Moncada, the largest organization in the world, which consists of 193 countries, promoted this action despite the constant attacks by the United States and its allies against the constitutional government of President Maduro. Venezuela Israel's credentials accepted today are a guarantee of peace, as the puppet government created by the United States does not have the necessary credentials to invoke the use of force against our nation, Moncada said during the consideration of the report of the Credentials Verifications Committee of the General Assembly. The Venezuelan diplomat stressed that, once again, the criminal project maintained by foreign powers was defeated in order to dominate the population through hunger and disease and the plundering of their natural resources. Furthermore, Moncada said that Washington's intention of turning Venezuela into a colonial protectorate like Puerto Rico was rejected by the United Nations for being contrary to international law. The recognition of the Bolivarian government is a triumph for peace and international law, as well as a precedent for other states to assert their sovereignty and independence from foreign actions that recognize political minorities as puppet governments to ignore the will of their peoples.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The 11th plenary session of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba met Thursday, headed by its first secretary, Raúl Castro. At the meeting, in which the President of the Republic and member of the Political Bureau, Miguel Díaz-Canel, also participated, the second secretary of the Central Committee, José Ramón Machado Ventura, announced the celebration of the 8th Congress of the organization and offered details of the preparations for the meeting, which will take place between April 16th and 19th, 2021. We can resist whatever comes, but to do so, we must be prepared, Raúl said at the 11th plenary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party held Thursday here in Havana. The party leader called for good management of resources and said that everyone must be ready for combat in the face of threats from the enemy and make the phrase, "I am Fidel," their own. Participants were briefed on the results of the implementation of the guidelines of the economic and social policy of the party and the revolution during 2019, the report added.
As part of the celebrations for the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations, the government of Cuba and Suriname reaffirmed their common interest in deepening cooperation. The Cuban ambassador to that nation, Igor Azcoy, in a dialogue with the president of the National Assembly of Suriname, Jennifer Simons, expressed his gratitude for the support of Cuba's struggle against the criminal blockade imposed by the United States. For her part, Simons said that it's a moral obligation to support Cuba in the face of the unjust and criminal policy that is trying to suffocate the Cuban people. The head of the Cuban diplomatic mission also held talks with the Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries, Rabin Parmesa, and they agreed to establish regular coordination to promote cooperative projects in the cultivation of products such as rice and onions.
In France, strikes continue nationwide in protest of French President Emmanuel Macron's proposed pension overhaul, which would effectively raise the retirement age for younger workers. More than 500,000 people took to the streets this week across France in support of the strike. According to the latest polls, more than 60% of the French population supports the strike, despite disruptions to transportation and other public services.
In the U.S. city of New Orleans, a federal appeals court has struck down a central part of the Affordable Care Act, ruling that requiring people to have health insurance is unconstitutional. The appeals court did not invalidate the rest of the law, although the ruling leaves the future of President Obama's signature health care law in limbo. 17 million Americans could lose their health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act if the law is thrown out entirely.
In Australia, protesters have set up tents outside the Prime Minister's home to demand urgent action on climate change, as Australia recorded its hottest day ever on record. On Wednesday, the average temperature soared to 107.4 degrees Fahrenheit, beating out the previous record, which had been set on Tuesday, only 24 hours earlier. Uncontrolled wildfires are raging across Australia, sending thick black smoke, billowing across the continent, causing the sounding of smoke alarms in homes and offices across Sydney. Earlier this week, ABC News journalists were forced to broadcast the nightly news outside after smoke from the nearby fires set off the studio's alarms in the capital, Canberra.
In the United States, the Supreme Court has upheld protections for people who sleep or camp outdoors after refusing to hear a case over whether cities could criminalize homelessness. The Supreme Court refusal to hear the case leaves in place an appeals court ruling that says the Constitution does not allow cities to prosecute people for sleeping or camping outside unless the city provides shelter for every single homeless person in its jurisdiction. The legal decision comes as soaring rents and deepening economic inequalities have led homelessness rates to soar in some U.S. cities.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power meets Friday and Saturday.
Cuban president highlights approval of Caribbean resolution at OAS.
Russian general says NATO preparing for major conflict.
United Nations accepts credentials of Venezuela's legitimate government.